Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Linda Taliaferro of The Extra Effort. Linda, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hey, Gresham, it's great. It's an honor. Thank you so much for inviting me.
No problem. The honor is definitely all mine. And what I want to do was just read a little bit more about Linda so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Linda is the Vice President of Global Quality for Meritor Incorporated, which is a leading global supplier of drivetrain, mobility, braking, and aftermarket solutions for commercial vehicles and industry markets. It has more than 9,000 diverse employees in 18 countries and 5 continents. Linda is also very involved in the community, working on programs that inspires and promotes women and girls to expand their careers in STEM. She founded T, The Extra Effort, a career advisory service-based business helping people get unstuck and strengthen key interpersonal skills in order to change the trajectory of their careers and to get a seat at the table. Linda, are you ready to speak to the IMCO community?
I am extremely ready.
So awesome. Excited. Let's do it. So to kick everything off, I wanted to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story. What led you to start your business?
Hey, you know what led me there, Gresham, was a passion that I've had for years. So as I've gone through my career, which spans over 30 years, I've had the great opportunity to mentor a lot of fabulous individuals in their career, either help them get unstuck is what I do in the team, or just help them make critical decisions at points in their career. It's been a passion of mine. So a couple of years ago, and I was kind of prodded along by a friend that I had helped as a mentor to do so. And that's what got me there. I wanted to have a broader span of contact and connection beyond just the four walls, let's say, of the company that I worked in. So hence the T, The Extra Effort, was started in May 2017.
Nice. I definitely, appreciate that, because I think, there's a lot of people that are, thinking of ideas or maybe seeing opportunities, but they never, ever take the steps in order to do that. So I definitely, commend you for doing that. And I feel like by doing that, you're also empowering others to do that as well.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. And that's what I often share when I have the opportunity to speak is, not just about the business and how I got there, but also to your point, if there is anyone that has that burning desire, that something, either the great idea or just like I had, that passion to reach out in such a broader audience, then they should really just step out in faith and do that. So I agree.
Absolutely. And I think we often forget that we have, the ability to do that, and we have the power within us to do that. So definitely, love that and appreciate that reminder. So I wanted to hear a little bit more about T. Can you tell us, a little bit more about what you're doing, how you're serving the clients you're working with?
Yeah, absolutely. So the T, The Extra Effort, as Gresham, you just shared, is career advisory, where right now what I'm doing a lot of is one-on-one coaching and advising with individuals, helping them get unstuck, whatever that seat at the table is. Some people aspire to certain positions in organizations, or just to make sure that they are considered and used for opportunities to broaden their scope and to provide some depth to their career. So I have several services that I offer, some of which center around maximizing an opportunity that you may have just entered in your first 90 days. Others where we just really do, that I call lean in and get somewhere, where you totally get in touch with what has gotten you into the stuck position, address those, and then move you forward, remove all stallers, derailers, so that you can move forward. And then I have a what I consider my signature offer, and that is establishing executive presence. That's that nuance, that little it factor that a lot of people aren't aware of, and they wonder why they can't get that VP seat or that senior director seat. And 9 times out of 10, it is because of that executive presence, how you handle yourself in critical situations, under stress, how you communicate, and how you appear. So those are the three areas that I offer. And also now I'm starting to broaden into speaking engagements, working with corporations. I actually have an opportunity here with a university to help young people coming out of school, because these are things that aren't taught in school, right? And they enter into corporate America and they stumble their first 3 to 5 years. So I'm beginning to offer some programs within the university as well. So that's what the T looks like and those things that I offer. Predominantly women tend to come my way. I've also serviced a couple of guys. So it's been a great experience in helping people move the needle.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds extremely rewarding just because you get the opportunity to help people to reach, you know, maybe even beyond sometimes what they can see. Because, you know, I know a lot of times when you get in that frustrated mode, it's like nothing will work. But you sometimes, I believe, and let me know if I'm right on this, you're so close to it that often you need somebody with that experience, one, but two, those fresh eyes to kind of give you a different perspective.
You hit it dead on, Gresham, because sometimes we're so close to it. You know that phrase, we have the tendency to can't see the forest for the trees, and that can be the case, right? And it just may take somebody like myself with the experience of knowing how to get there and be able to take, as you just put it so nicely, that fresh eyes approach and turn that mirror around and make you aware of some of where the opportunities are that you've missed because you are so close to it. So that's exactly what happens. And it's been extremely rewarding for me to see how these young women, these young men, people that early in their career and people in their mid part of their careers, you know, really do the work that I give them and then be able to see tangible change in their career. I mean, when you do this, that raises confidence, that allows people to understand that, yes, I knew I was worth it and value, and I felt the value. Now I actually see it and it's coming to fruition in my career. And when you make those moves, that changes everything, not just in that person's life, but in their family structure as well. I mean, it has that domino effect, right? So it's extremely, extremely rewarding.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, I love that kind of focus as well, too, on those. I forgot the phrase you used, but it's not the soft skills, those things that you don't really get taught and they don't really get taught in school. You really don't know them unless somebody has that experience or that perspective and kind of tell you about that. So that's also great because I think a lot of times people will get frustrated because they aren't aware and maybe haven't cultivated those skills. But it's great to hear that you do that.
No, that's absolutely it, Gresham, because a lot of times we are so focused on being good at the task, that work product is important, right? And you've got to be good at what you do. But helping people understand that's the price of entry, actually. And so knowing what that nuance is, that it factor, what separates you from the other person that's also producing that good work product so that you can get that great opportunity, that special assignment, that maybe expat assignment over the water, brought your skills and depth for that next step on the rung of the corporate ladder that seat you've been looking for. So that's exactly what I help people understand, target, and then work.
Nice. So I definitely appreciate that. So now I wanted to ask you, I guess, for what I would call your it factor or your, I like to call it your secret sauce. What do you feel kind of distinguishes you and sets you apart?
What sets me apart is that these are methodologies and tools, Gresham, that I have lived and done. I mean, this is not something that I read in a book. I didn't go get a special certification and take a bunch of exams and, you know, have those letters behind my name. Nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong, right? Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that at all. But these are proven methodologies, applicable methodologies that I know in my 30 years have worked and the numerous people that I've helped have worked. And I believe that when you have that, you know, and I live it every day, too. I mean, I'm in, you know, corporate environment. Every day I live, see, and have to deal with a lot of the things that my clients are dealing with. So that's what separates me, is that these are not something that it was just I read in the book and I said, oh, let's go try this theoretical approach. No, these are applicable. These are things that do work. So that's the difference. I also, that's one reason why I was very clear about how I named the company, because it, you know, I have had executive coaching where I've been given things to read and, you know, have had conversations, but also what's different in my service that I provide is I give you applicable work to do. And you go back into that environment based on what we've talked about and you apply it. And then you come back and we massage and work to what fits your scenario, that company culture you're in, your personality, all the things you bring. It's not a cookie cutter approach, right? Because it can't be if you really want to be successful. So that's what sets me apart from your, you know, a lot of the other very successful, very good coaches and advisors. But But I have that, I love how you put it, that little secret sauce, that little extra edge. That's the difference for me in what I offer.
Yeah, I definitely love that and appreciate that, because life is not cookie cutter. Often people's careers are not cookie cutter. So the fact that you don't have that kind of cookie cutter approach, it makes perfect sense, because a lot of times when you're trying to do what somebody else is doing it and it doesn't work, you get frustrated, but it's just because you're not, quote unquote, running your own race. So I appreciate that perspective. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Well, in my role as a whole, and this is including my 9-to-5, and also in my business, I don't know if it's a hack, but it's something that people have heard that I still believe I still know that they don't truly latch onto and do. And that is relationships. I'm talking about truly allowing yourself to be known and getting to know others. In my business with the team, our first two or three sessions there's some deep dive that happens. I really get to know and connect with my clients at a deep level to understand where some of the self-confidence challenges are, where the self-awareness issues are.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. But I think it's funny, because especially in like the business world, you always hear how important networking and relationships are and building those, you know, those relationships. But sometimes when you're in the corporate world or you're in a certain position, you're like, I'm just going to do my work and that's all I'm going to do. But in very much the same way where people decide who they want to do business with, they also a lot of times decide who they want to hire, who they want to promote, who they don't want to promote, based off of that. And now I want to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice. Or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
Oh, what I would tell my younger business self and the advice I would give some people right now is, do not keep your head down and just focus on working hard. Working hard is not enough. And I wish there was somebody that could have told Linda Talaferro, or back then Linda Brown, that when she graduated in 1984 and went to work at GM back then. Because that's all, I tell you, Gresham, that's what I did for the earlier part of my career, a good maybe 8-10 years of it, is head down working hard. And I did have that attitude that I didn't come to work to be like. I came to work to do the job. So if I were to say that to anyone, do not do that. That will stall your career growth. And I know for a fact it stalled mine. Once that light bulb came on, and I had somebody whisper that in my ear, luckily I was, I had some people around me who, gave me some advice that they gave others on the golf course. We hear that, right? A lot of things are shared on the golf course or in certain environments. So I luckily had someone whisper that in my ear. And once I really understood what that meant, it changed the trajectory of my career, completely changed.
Nice. I appreciate that. And I love that nugget, just because, a lot of times, like you mentioned, no matter what seat at the table you're trying to get, you're always just working hard, but missing out on that it factor, as you so eloquently put, is a big idea and big thing that we need to understand on how we need to get ahead wherever and however we're trying to get ahead. So now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on this show. So Linda, what does being a CEO mean to you?
For me, it means the availability to share my passion and to see that passion come to life. That, being the CEO of the extra effort, that's what motivates me, Gresham, when I'm up till 2 a.m. or I just came from a flight from my 9-to-5 and I've got a client schedule coming up. That's passion. I'm fueled, I'm motivated. I'm in the verge of broadening my team. And so, I'm sharing that as well as I interview people, what drives you, what fuels your passion, what motivates you. And for me as a CEO, being able to bring these new team members onto the extra effort and fuel their passions and their dreams through what we do. So that's what motivates me. That's why I love the seat that I've created for myself and that I sit in, is to be able to really do what I love and make meaningful impact driven by my passion at work. So that's what it means.
Nice. I love that definition and that perspective, because a lot of times when you are in that CEO role, or really in any role, I think we all have passions and things we want to do to impact the world in a positive way. And I think that when you have that opportunity to do that, as you've done that and been able to make, you know, career change, but also personal change, and how it kind of just gets into everywhere in a person's life, I truly appreciate that. So Linda, thank you so much for your time. And what I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and listeners know. And then, of course, how best they can get a hold of you.
I would love if any of you out there listening are stuck in your careers, as Gresham and I have just talked about, and you're trying to get unstuck, you know, you have the worth and the value. You've just missed how to what we shared earlier, how to obtain that secret sauce to get to the next level or to become one of those persons' names on the list that's considered. Feel free to reach out to me. My website, www.theteellc.com. And then also you can follow me on Instagram and on Facebook at Extra Effort, and find me on LinkedIn as well. We can connect. I share nuggets there. And I would be excited and honored to help you in any way.
Well, thank you so much again, Linda. I truly appreciate your time again. We'll have those links in the show notes, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thank you. You too, Gresham. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.